John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Save big money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 26 colors of Owens Corning Duration shingles and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
Well, here we go. We're going to talk about Nancy Guthrie. Again, get an update, discuss where things are at or where they're not at. Crime scene was released too early. The thermal imaging plane sat aground. The lead sergeant had never worked a homicide. Experienced detectives had already been sidelined. The doorbell footage was declared unrecoverable until the FBI recovered it. And the sheriff, leading all this, has a documented grudge against the very agency that was supposed to help him. Every one of those failures, they have a name attached to him. To it. The question isn't just what went wrong, it's why, and whether this case can survive what has been done to it. Now that we are, I don't know, what, 7, 8? What? How many weeks in are we now, guys? I don't even, do we know?
Be and beyond.
I think 8? No, I don't know. I think we're on day 70-something.
I think it's at least 8 or 9 weeks, right?
My God. I mean, it's the beginning of the year, and here we are. We're almost into May. Yeah. Jennifer Coffin Daffer, retired FBI special agent, is our guest. And of course, as always with me, Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program. I want to start here. I want to start with a tweet that we started with this morning that we all had joined in on. Jen, you had posted on the internets about the thoughts from Nanos directly that Nanos knew the motive, or that law enforcement knew the motive going in. Another wild claim that, of course, has come out of the mouth of Nanos over time. And I think my response was something of, I don't believe anything this man says that he knew anything. I guess I want to start there, Jen, with Nanos, because it's one of many claims that he's made. Do you buy it? Do you think they know the motive? Or do you think this is just more lip service and just more things that came out of his mouth from the man who's not used to people holding him accountable for his words?
It's a good question. You know, I've always said at the backbone of these cases, at least from my vantage, I always try to post the facts as disseminated by law enforcement as the crux of our fact basis, right?
Yeah.
In other words, sources, we never even know who they are. At least we know who he is. We also know he's in the know, right? He has access. He's running the investigation alongside the FBI. In this particular quote that I took from one of his press conferences, he specifically says, we've always had the motive. It was what they thought from the beginning. And so then you look at that and you say, well, what corroborates that? And what corroborated that were a couple of things. One was the statement by Savannah Guthrie. Number two was the fact that on the second, that was when the first message was sent, email was sent to the locals. We just didn't know about it because they didn't say anything. Uh-huh. And then finally, you know, it went to TMZ on the third, so we knew about it. I don't think the ransom request was worth for anything. In other uh-huh. words, it was more to punish this family because by then she was already dead, so it wasn't really for money. But I think from how I saw him deliver that, he believes they know and that it was a ransom.
So what is the motive? And according to, is it just cruelty? Cruelty to Savannah Guthrie? Is that what he believes it is? Or that he believes he's known from day one?
No, I think he thinks from day one it was a ransom.
Okay.
And then the cruelty came after she died, which, come on, we all knew you can't kidnap an 84-year-old with health issues, which they all have, and expect them to live.
Yeah.
There's so little actual data and facts, and it's just all over. How many times are you going to keep saying, we keep going down the road of, all right, we're doing it. The intent is to make money. And they completely screwed that up this way, sideways, upside down. And even with, and Jen, you've been posting this too. I thought this was a great idea. So if this is actually real, if they actually think this is real, and one of these nut jobs is actually the real ransomer, and I'm highly skeptical of that to begin with too, then why not give a little something to find her body, to recover the body? Because if they wanted to make money, you have to be able to provide that. Even if you can't give sign of life at this point, if the intent was money, but now we're not getting that, which is weird. And then now if the secondary intent is cruelty, okay, but there's a lot of other better ways to do that as well, more effective ways. There's no other leakage. That's why this whole thing is just bifurcated, strange to me. And kind of following up with that, I'm curious, and you posted this as well, and I wholeheartedly agree. I'm curious, BAU's not weighed in as far as we know. Now, they might have consulted, and that's why I'm curious what you're hearing. Generally, if BAU consults on things, they're not going to publicize it. The sheriff's department, someone else is going to publicize that they weighed in on it. But in cases where they, and we saw this on Tony and also Jen, when we covered the yogurt shop murders many years ago, mm-hmm. and BAU came in on that, and they refused to actually do a consultation really because they didn't have enough data. They didn't have enough evidence. And so Jen, I'm curious if BAU is either, are they weighing in and the sheriff's not saying it? Did they come in, say, we don't have enough to say anything? Or they came in, weighed it, and said, you know, it's just not fitting any of these patterns. That it's kind of where I'm at on this. Is that's why I'm like, I'm open to everything, because every time you go down a road, boof. Every time you this road, boof. And so where do you think it is with BAU?
I 100% think they weighed in. And I think that they were able to weigh in based on the ransom notes that they had on day two and day three and day five. And also on him, looking at him, just like with Luigi, that we could tell so much in terms of economically what that guy was about. You could tell so much about his age, you know, using the hostels, all those little data points, as you put it, that really could give a profile of him. I think we have the same profile contributors here, particularly with that ransom note. Robin, I used the BAU three times. All three times, they were absolutely spot on.
Oh, yeah. That's why I keep going to their research as well, 100%. Because, again, they're using research and background and data from all these things. But there's also a difference, and I'm curious whether they, you know, inside, I mean, you know, this is more for the audience than anything else. So inside a CIRG, Critical Incidents Response Group, you have the BAUs, and last I was in, there was four different BAUs, 1, 2, 3, and 4, each with a different specialty. And then you also have the crisis negotiators, which are actually separate, but it's still inside CIRG. So I was thinking that the crisis negotiators are the ones that are actually working with, you know, and these guys like Chris Voss and Never Split the Difference. Those are the ones actually working on the statement analysis and working with the ransom note. Or the BAUs, how does that, because I actually never worked with them directly in my cases because our team did different things. How do you think that worked, the dynamic worked?
I think they would both have been consulted, as you said, and you just bring up a great point. You have your hostage negotiators, but to me, hostage negotiators in large part are get their information from other agents. In other words, from the case agents. They're the ones, though, that know how to communicate and how to make the best interaction with the hostage taker. Right. So it's that skill combined with the behavioral analysis unit's knowledge of behavior that is combined, in my opinion, that would make the right nexus for the what would have been communicated by the family. But I think BAU is all over this sucker.
Yeah, I would hope so. And I'll tell you, and that's why even from the get-go, I thought the communication that Nancy and the family, well, I mean, Savannah and the family was doing was really spot on. They covered so many different angles that would appeal to so many different people, I thought. And you could see their origin of what they wanted to say, then tweaked and fine-tuned by these master crafters. But yeah, anyway.
So if we're looking back here, and let's play along with Nanos for a moment, and he knows the motive, and the motive was ransom. Obviously, that didn't happen, even though they said they'd pay, dead or alive. And it's not to criticize, you know, Savannah or her family or anything doing anything wrong or right. I mean, just what if they knew this motive, and this was the motive all along, it was to get ransom, and then they offered it, and these notes originally were authentic. If what went wrong? What could have been done differently that may have produced a different outcome? Or did they do everything right, and just the other side, the people who have Nancy, just chose not to participate at some point?
Yeah, good question.
I think a couple of things. First of all, I can't imagine the spot this family must have been in on the spot with all of their emotions completely overwhelming them. And they're supposed to make a life and death decision on the spot, especially now that we know the first ransoms came in on day two. Mm-hmm. Right. So after 24 to 48 hours, that's when the ones went to the local station. So now they're supposed to come up with $6 million. They're supposed to try to figure out why they're going to a news outlet and they're listening to what the FBI is saying. And I can tell you the FBI, this is my opinion, they did not recommend giving any money without proof of life. That is just what mm-hmm. I think the recommendation was. On top of that, we've talked about this a little bit, but if you have $40 million or your net worth is that, that means if you sell your stuff, you sell your stocks, you sell your investments, it does not mean you have $60 million underneath your mattress. You're not going to have it in bank accounts unless you have a lot of bank accounts. It's only FDIC insured for $250,000, I believe, most banks. So think money is, as we all know, it's when you have money, you're making it work. Mm-hmm. And so I think the time span was too short. Remember, they had only till the 5th and then the 9th. So that is not a lot of time. And again, you're making this huge decision and there's no proof of life. What I wish is that they would have thrown, like I'm suggesting right now, throw in half a Bitcoin, 37, tickle the wire. You and I know, and I've never talked about this to give the number, Robin. Case funds is a huge number. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm also curious, you know, just going to the perpetrator of this, again, if the intent is the money, why did they use the most unconventional, never used methodology, which, again, goes against the profile of someone doing this, which is going through media and not a direct contact? What was the intent of that, do you think?
Oh, I think when they asked for money, at that point, again, I'm down to just being cruel. I mean, they knew that the FBI, this is my opinion. I think they knew they weren't going to get a dime. They knew exactly what I'm saying. Just like everybody knows, if you don't have proof of life or proof of death, uh-huh. you know, the FBI isn't going to support that. And they are going to work with what the FBI is recommending, typically speaking. And they're an emotional wreck at that point. So you add that all together, Robin, I just think it was cruel. And I think it was those people wanting to be in control of the narrative and have everybody see them on center stage.
So now we are getting reports, TMZ, you know, they went too long without having a good story. So suddenly they're getting they're getting ransom notes again. How legit do you think these things are? You were just talking about that half a Bitcoin offer that seems to be out there. Let's talk about that and entertaining that. I mean, Bitcoin is somewhat traceable. I have no idea what sort of resources, you know, I would imagine the FBI has far greater resources than you or I have at trying to track something like that. Why don't they? I mean, at the very least, there's someone to go arrest. I mean, if you can trace it down. I mean, but if they, there's got to be ways that they're expecting to collect this Bitcoin and not be traced. So I don't think it's just as easy as, well, send the money and see what happens or where it goes. It may go absolutely nowhere. And I don't know that you're ever going to truly find where it went. Or am I wrong on that? Is there a way that they could figure this out on the back end?
And even, and throw more on that. Sorry, Jen, we're going to inundate you. You know, and Savannah said they would. I don't understand, like, you, why? Because they actually make the ultimate call whether they're going to pay anything or not. Why not risk that? Because it seems, I mean, why wouldn't you?
This is a no-brainer for me. And, you know, we make calls on cases like this all the time with case funds. Yes, you had to get everybody to approve it. But we made a lot of calls like this, particularly in narcotic cases and organized crime cases. In other words, you have to be willing. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've been at a bank getting $1 million out. That's the FBI's money. And we're taking a risk that things are going to go smoothly with the surveillance on it. We're going to track it. And so this is not new to the FBI. The FBI is very good at this. And when it comes to Bitcoin, Tony, there are these chains that are easily followed, and it's public knowledge. The problem is Batman could be at the end of that chain. So now you have a ghost that took it out. But there are documented cases, and I actually am going to go on Twitter and post a documented case about how it can be done. So once they take it out, if they're going to make it liquid, it has to go through a traceable unit. It's from it becomes dead.
And that has even a higher probability than some of the cases I worked in the counterintelligence world. I mean, there was cases in New York many decades ago when I was first there where we actually were doing recruitment ops where we got approved, you know, you put diamonds and some non-traceable things under windshield wipers of intelligence officers with a note, you know, thinking, knowing the probability of that stuff walking was pretty high, but you're always willing to take that risk of the potential reward. So it's interesting here. Why aren't they willing? Why isn't someone willing to take a risk for a potential reward of just her body? Just bring her home, like Savannah kept saying. I'm with you. I don't get why no one's doing more. There's certainly going to be more done. That's because there's a moron at top running this.
Just think, Robin, all of the money that is being spent on this case. We saw the set added up in Gabby Petito looking for Brian Laundrie. It was millions and millions and millions of dollars in assets. I can't remember the exact $1 million figure, but it was multi-gazillion dollars. And they're not willing to spend a freaking half of a Bitcoin to tickle the wire here. I am stunned.
Me too. You know, it all comes down, you know, and sorry, you know, it's showing how the sausage is made. So it all comes down to these pots of money, right? That's how the world thinks inside the bureaucracy. Well, we have all this overtime we can pay. And since agents don't get paid overtime, it doesn't really count. You just get paid one salary. So we can easily use salary here. But this has actually got to come out of discretionary funds when this is actually don't have as much discretionary funds. So you can't spend $10,000 here, but we can pay $100,000 in supposed overtime. It just makes no sense.
Guys, I think we're forgetting the most important thing here. Cash Patel has a girlfriend who is a singing sensation that he needs to go see. So, I mean, there's money that needs to go to fly him to whatever Indian casino that she may be performing at in the lounge on a Thursday after the buffet empties at 8:30 and you can get 2-for-1s on the slots. That money needs to go there. I mean, what are we thinking? I mean, this is insane. Why would we want to spend this on an investigation into a kidnapping and a murder when you need to fly that around? I mean, come on, pots America.
Of money. That's the Gulfstream pot of money.
Yeah, America. Let's talk about another aspect of this case, and let's get your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.